Welcome back to Peas in a Pod. You're kicking with your girl, P. Hey, sweet P. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about when is it a good time to discipline your kids and what is a good disciplinary act to discipline your kids? Like, what is a good thing to do to discipline your kids? Now, I'm kind of going to give y'all my perspective, of course, because what better way than to tell you what I do in this predicament when, you know, going through experience. So let's just jump straight into it. You guys know I have three kids. 11-year-old, that's my oldest son, a 6-year-old, my middle son, a 4-year-old, my youngest daughter, which, by the way, is spoiled and always into stuff. It's almost like she bypassed several twos and worse of threes and four going on five, and she's just off the chain. So basically with my kids, let me talk about this. I want to jump into whoopings first. I got whoopings growing up, and I turned out fine. My mama didn't whoop us all the time, but we did get them. But a lot of people is against whoopings, and then you have some people that's not against whoopings. Now, for me, I have whooped my kids. Well, I won't necessarily call them whoopings, but I guess so. When they were getting potty trained, that's probably the most that they ever experienced, really getting some pops. Because I didn't play that. I went to potty train you. They got them little lids toe up. Now, other than that, I have to say it takes me a long time to even come to the place where I want to actually to even think about popping my kids. So basically, I was a yeller. Everybody know, if you know me, you know I would be like, hush, be quiet, stop, shut up, and I just yell. But a while ago, I stopped that too because, you know, I talked to my husband. I said, you know what? I don't even like saying the word shut up to my kids. And like I told my husband, I didn't want us to feel like we had to get loud with our kids for our kids to feel like they had to, you know, to listen. I wanted them to know that we said stop, we said sit down, we said no, or whatever, and you just do what you're told to do. So now we have what you call like a three-strike system. You know, strike one is their warning. Strike two, that's us probably taking like a snack. My kids don't really get sweets, so when they get the privilege of getting sweets, you know, we're getting that taken away. They big on chips, so that might get took away that particular day, you know, during lunchtime, where everybody else might get some chips with their lunch. You're not going to get it or whatever like that. And then strike three is pretty much the punishment stage, where you don't get no tablet, no iPad, YouTube, video games, toys, anything of that nature. And depending on what it is, depending on how long that goes, usually for my 4-year-old and 6-year-old, especially the 4, that only lasts for a day. You know, they pretty much get the picture and they're young. Now, my 11-year-old, his go a little longer. And depending on what his action was, depending on how long it goes for. So let's say if he give us like mouthy, because, you know, he's going through that stage where he's a preteen. If he give us a little mouthy, you're on punishment. We might put him on punishment for a week, or we might take his phone for a few days, or whatever. Either way it go, we're teaching our kids that your actions have consequences. You got to know that your actions have a reaction. It's going to be a consequence for the things that you do. And I'm excusing y'all, I'm catching kind of cold. That's why I sound like this. But yeah, they have to know that they have consequences for the things that they do. Period. Now, at the end of the day, I always try to tell people, like my mom said to me today, oh, you let them do what they want to do. You don't ever want to say nothing to them. And they don't think they got to listen as long as you're around. And I'm like, that's not the case. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I know I say that all the time, but it's true. So I'm like, I'm with my kids all the time. I'm not going to let them stress me out. So I have a system with them. Half of the things that they do, I don't let bother me because they know. They know what's up, and I feel like I don't have to go on and on and on and on and on. So what's bothering you is not bothering me. So if I'm sitting there and it's not bothering me, oh, it's not that. Listen, we at your house. You're their grandma. If something's bothering you, handle it. And that's not for me to say that I don't want to handle the situation or I feel like I want them to do what they want to do. It's to say that you're the grandparent. You have just as much, you know, permission to handle the kids as I do. I'm not going to stop you from handling kids. You think it's a situation going on that need to get handled, you handle the situation because I don't see nothing wrong. By all means, when we go to anybody's house, I'm going to make sure my kids respect that person's house. I'm going to make sure they follow that person's rules. And that's just the way I am. But when they're at home, they know the rules to follow that me and my husband set in place for them. They know what to do and what not to do. So we really don't have to worry about being all over them because they know our rules, even down to the 4-year-old. They know what it is at all times. So let's say, for instance, your child bring home an F. My kids know, especially I have to use my oldest for example, because like I said, he's in middle school. You know, the youngest not in school, in the middle, he's only in first grade. So I have to use the oldest one in this predicament. Let's say if he ever in his life bring an F to the house, he knows that is unacceptable. You bring an F home, you're definitely getting on a punishment. You're not going to get a whooping because that's not what we do. Some people might do that. You know, some people might whoop their kids because they brought that type of grade home. I'm not. You're just going to be grounded for a couple of weeks. Not going to see your phone, not going to see no YouTube, none of that stuff, because we do not play when it comes down to your academic. We don't play when it comes back to being mouthy, you know, talking back. We just don't play those types of games. So at the end of the day, if you bring that type of grade home, you already know off gate that is a punishment. We really don't accept C's. If you absolutely can sit in my face and tell me that this is the best that you can do, that's a whole totally different story. And with us, the way we got it, like, we're going to always make sure our kids do. Our kids get education at school. We get them all the help they can get at home. We don't believe in stopping them because it's the weekend or because it's the holidays or they got breaks. It's the summertime. No, we believe in study hour. We believe in you getting your reading, your extra work, and that's just facts. Period. I think everybody should do it, but if you don't, that's okay, because everybody have their own system. So with that being said, if my child bring home something and I just absolutely know that you gave it your best, you got tutoring, we helped you, you got all the help you get from your teachers, and you still bring home a C, then guess what? We're going to be like, you know what? You gave your all. And obviously this is just what the outcome of it was. That's a whole totally different ball game. But by any means, a D and an F are unacceptable. You're grounded. Period, point blank. Grounded. Now, with my kids, even with the middle and the youngest, they are very testy. You know, they're young, they go through the testy stage trying to figure out, you know, different things, what they can do, what they can get away with, or whatever. They are really, really testy. So if we tell you to do something and you want to come back with that mouth, oh, bye, go to your room. If they're crying for no reason, go to your room and come back when you got a better attitude. But that works for us. Again, you have to do what works for your family. I'm not going to say the process that we got, our three strike system or our punishment system or our send to your room system, is good for everybody else. You have to do whatever is best for your family. So a whooping is best for your family. That is totally fine, because you know your kid. Can't nobody tell you about your kid than the mom and dad. Nobody else can tell y'all more about your kid than you, because you're the parents, you're raising them. You know your kid. Do what's best for you and your family. But I will say, when you discipline, make sure you're disciplined for something that's worth discipline. Like, don't sit here. I'm not going to sit here and give you a month punishment because you had some words with a friend at school. That's not worthy of a month punishment. I don't think so. So you have to ground them for what's worthy of grounding them. I'm glad I said that. I kind of want to brush up on this really quick. I'm not going to be so long-winded with this video because I'm just back. So I'm not going to make it too long, but I want to brush up on a video that I actually have seen. And the young man had just said some profanity words to his father, and his father, he punched him and he threw him against the car. He doing all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm commenting and saying, you know what? I think that his father should discipline him, but that was just too much. It was just uncalled for to do all of that. And a guy comment back, oh, it's because of you that our kids out here doing what they do, because you don't believe in getting disciplined. Whoa, time's out, boo-boo. You don't know me. My kids know better. I don't have to worry about my kids feeling like they're going to curse at us because they know better. However, how they did, they don't deserve an ass whooping like they on the street for no profanity words. If you're going to give them a whooping, you go take your belt off and you burn that tail up and let them know you ain't me. You can't beat me. You better shut your mouth and realize I'm not one of your friends on the streets that you're talking to. You hit them with one of those. But to beat them like that person on the street because they said profanity words, it's uncalled for, unacceptable. You can't make me believe that that is okay, because it's not. Had that child put his hands on him, that is a whole totally different ball game. But you did all of that for words? I can't agree with it, and I don't agree with it. And nobody else is going to make me feel that that was okay, because it's not. It really just not okay. But like I said before, there's no wrong or right answer when it comes down to taking care of your kids, because we all are different parents. So I'm not saying the way that I do things is correctly, because we all are different parents. I'm not saying the way I do things is wrong. How we do things, team five, in our household, is the way me and my husband sit down and decide that this is the way we want to do with our kids. This is the system that we want to take with our kids. And this is how we want to raise our kids. There's nothing wrong with it. Me and my sister was raised by the same woman, yet we two different mothers. It's nothing wrong with the system that my sister have raising her girls. And it's nothing wrong with the system I have raising my three. But what that showed is we are two different moms raised in the same household by the same mother with the same values. But we got our own methods and our own system with raising our kids. So like, that's why I said there's no wrong or right way. I can't tell her the way she's raising her kids is wrong. She can't tell me the way I'm raising my kids is wrong. Period. Her kids know, you go listen to what Aunt P got to say. That just is what it is. And my kids know the same way. But my sister, because she don't pop my kids or she don't yell at my kids. Well, she's a yeller. My sister's more of a yeller. She's more the laid back, and she's the spoiled aunt that spoils them rotten and stuff like that. So with them, when they're around my sister, if she have to discipline them, oh, they're going to act like she just killed them, only because they're not used to that. They're not used to her having to discipline them, because she lets them get away with a lot. And she's not used to it anymore, having little kids anymore. So to her, she's just like, look, if I say do such and such, you need to do such and such. I don't want to hear all this extra stuff. Just do it. And that's just the same place that we are now. We have younger kids, but we are at the point where we say, go to your room. That means go to your room. Go clean up. That means go clean up. There's no extra mouthy going on behind it. But when you have kids all different ages, you have to be prepared for three different types of attitudes, three different situations, all that kind of stuff. And you kind of got to let everybody be responsible. Even though my four-year-old is four, she still have to learn that she has to be responsible for her stuff. So let's say she take a toy and we say, leave your toy in room, and she take it downstairs. I'm not going to make the boys get in trouble for something that she's supposed to have been doing, because that's not teaching her nothing. I'm not going to make her think, oh, I can do this and my brother's going to get in trouble for it. No, you do this, your little booty going to get in trouble for it. You're going to go sit in your room for 10 minutes until you know that mommy and daddy said do this. You need to do it. Everybody in our household have to be responsible for everything that they do, including the parents. You have to be responsible for your own situation. That's how we're trying to raise our kids. Take responsibility. I kind of want to do another one of these episodes. Like I said, I might think about breaking it down to like 3 points. And I might talk to my oldest son and see if he'll come on here with me. And kind of give me, I want to ask him some questions and let him kind of give me his thoughts on a child's perspective of discipline. And, you know, do the kind of understanding, do he got the kind of understanding of why parents discipline kids and, you know, things of that nature? Because sometimes us people have to realize that we have to understand. I'm sorry, I forgot to put my phone on silent. Sometimes we have to realize we have to understand the kids have thoughts too. Kids have, you know, They go through things, they have their opinions about things, and it's not that we have to listen, like, let them tell us what to do, but you need to listen to kind of understand and see things from where they was, because we were kids once, and we had to go through that once. So that's something that I'm really thinking about, because I told y'all before, I'm thinking about breaking it up like 2 or 3 parts. So I'm going to make this one really short, because I am trying to kind of go in a different direction with Peas in a Pod. I don't know what the direction is yet, so y'all work with me. I'm getting there. I'm going to figure it out soon. So, yeah, as of now, I don't have no scheduled time when I'm going to drop them. I might drop them every day. I might drop them every other, once a week, twice. I don't know yet, because I have to still figure out the direction I want to go with this. But those are my loyal listeners. I just want to thank y'all for continuing to listen, continuing to email, and continuing to just support me. And I really, really appreciate that. So I'm going to wrap this episode up, and I want you guys to just really go home and really think about what works for your family. Don't let nobody tell you that you're wrong or right when it comes down to raising your kids. Do what's best for your household, you, your wife, your spouse, your significant other, baby daddy, baby mama, whatever y'all call each other. Do what's right for y'all, nobody else. Because at the end of the day, it's mom, dad, kids. Don't let nobody tell you what is the right way and wrong way to this when your kids, to raise your kids, because y'all are the ones who got to raise the kids. So do what's best for your family, your household, your kids, as long as they're good. That's all that matters. Thank y'all for tuning in to Peas in a Pod. Email me at talktopeasinapod@gmail.com. And until next time.